What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. So I want to say that a lot of people talk about they don't have time for this and time for that, but you don't even know the context that you're saying I don't have time in. Like, let's just say if you're talking about somebody who you don't really want to mess with like that, or like a coworker who wants to get to know you and you don't really want to get to know the coworker like that, and you say things like, oh, I don't have time, like, oh honey, I ain't got time for that, I don't have time. Yo, do you know that subconsciously you are saying you don't have time, and that's why you don't have time to do the things that you really want to do? The subconscious mind and the conscious mind, like, they go hand in hand. Like, the mind does what you tell it to do. The body is not going to move unless the mind does. And the mind only knows what, the conscious mind only knows what you give it, what you put out. And that's what is going to, and that's pretty much how it's going to work. You gotta know the difference between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. The subconscious mind is way bigger than the conscious mind. All right, bet. Everybody, close your eyes, please. If you can, close your eyes and just imagine a sub, like an Arctic. Like, okay, just imagine like the Titanic, right? And you're in the ocean. And it's a big, big, big ocean, right? Big blue ocean. Keep your eyes closed if you can. And it's a big blue ocean. And in this ocean, no, it can't be a blue ocean because it's the Arctic, because the analogy that I'm trying to give you is of like an Arctic or whatever, a glacier or whatever you call those things that be in the big little, you know, glass or what, I mean, ice that be inside of the water. So imagine this exact Arctic, right? Like this thing or whatever, it has like the top looks so like the glacial, the glacial, whatever, it's so big. Like, it looks big, right? It looks big. Like, let's just say it weighs, £1,000, right? 1,000 pounds of ice. Let's just say that Arctic, that glacier is 1,000 pounds of ice. Yo, do you know how big the ice is under that shit? Yo. If the top glacier, yo, I don't even know if I'm saying a word. Yo, excuse me, y'all. Let me see. Glacier. Okay, yeah, that's the word. Yo, wait. Is it, yeah, it's not a glacier, because that's off the Arctic. I think it may be an Arctic in ocean. Let me see, because it's like I'm trying to say it. Okay, what are the things? I guess it's an Arctic, the things that be, oh gosh, the things, okay, let me see, the ice that freezes in ocean. Let's see what this is. Oh my God, nothing is coming. Ugh. Like, what did they get hit by on the Titanic? Let me see. What
did they hit in the Titanic? An iceberg? Is that what it's called? Let me see. I think we got it, guys. An iceberg. Oh! Yo, those of you who literally are still, yo, y'all my people for real. Y'all really do love me because y'all still listening. An iceberg. Okay, let's go back. Y'all can open your eyes. Yo, this is raw. This is raw. Welcome to the Naima B Show. So, all right, let's go back to, like, so now I captivated y'all minds. Now y'all like, okay, where we going, Naima? Where we going? Naima, where we going? Where we going? All right, so let me tell y'all where we going. Your conscious mind is the iceberg that you see on the top of the ocean. Your subconscious mind is the ocean, is that part of the iceberg that you do not see. If the conscious mind's iceberg on the top level weighs 1,000, guess how much a iceberg weighs on the bottom that you can't see? If that weighs 1,000 pounds, the iceberg at the bottom, ladies and gentlemen, weighs 1 billion times much more, 1 billion pounds more. Your subconscious mind only weighs 1,000, and your conscious mind only weighs 1,000, and your subconscious mind weighs 1 billion pounds. Your subconscious mind started when you were born, started when you were in your mother's womb. What you heard, what you didn't heard. If you heard your father, if you didn't hear your father, the nurturing. As soon as you're born, how were you nurtured as a baby? Your relationships with your siblings as a kid. Your upbringing, what you heard on a radio, what you didn't hear. This is what the subconscious mind consists of. This is how big your subconscious mind is. Past relationships, past hurt, okay? Your friends hurt you. I don't mess with girls no more just because of that girl. And you in a whole nother state. You in a whole nother country. You in a whole nother environment. And you're still holding on to past situations that you have been through. And that is why you are the way you are. That is why you're in the circle and the surroundings that you are in, because of the past situations that you have been through. Ladies and gentlemen, it's simple. It's not them, it's you. I'm just saying that. Let's talk about the truth. Your subconscious, you plant things in your subconscious mind by the things that you see, by the things that you watch on TV. If you believe it's true, why are you watching that? Why are you watching any type of movies and stuff like that? Because now you got embedded in your head, embedded in your subconscious mind. Remember, I said the subconscious mind is the largest piece of iceberg. The largest. Not the conscious mind. Not the conscious mind. You have to know the difference. That's the greater war. For we don't wrestle with what? Flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities. What are the What is that? The subconscious mind. The conscious mind. That's where the rustle and the tugging. That's why when you get married and it's just like, hold on, my nigga. Nah, son. Nah, this is what it is. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't think like I think? Wait a minute. Hold on. But we're married. But you don't think like I think. No, because this whole human being has had a complete different experience than you did. How do you expect this person to be? Come on, you're asking a lot. You're asking a lot from a human. And what if God treated you that same way? What if God treated you with, oh, you're not here yet. You're not there yet. You're not there mentally yet. What? Depart from it, for I never know ya. Poof, be gone. Die. No, I'm just joking. Yo. But that's what it is, you know? I want people to understand that the words that you speak are very, very powerful. If you say you don't have any time, if you say if you say you are always busy, you are going to always be busy, and you're going to be always busy and not have enough time for your friends, not have enough time for your family, not have enough time for the very, very important things that is what life is about. Like, ooh, I love this podcast. Because I usually talk to my clients like this. This is what me and my clients converse about, like, every day. And I always say this, that I don't want a funeral. Don't give me no funeral. Like, I would rather you remember who I was. I would rather you listen to my podcast. I would rather you look at my Instagrams, YouTubes, go to my site. Like, I would rather you just do that. Like, first of all, they're not going to put the right lashes on me that I'm on. Like, they're not going to do my lace right. Who's doing my lace? Like, you know, I want people to celebrate me, and being a better you. Like, that's it. Like, I'm okay that I didn't go to Dr. Frances Quest Welsing's funeral, because I listened to her stories. I watched what she stood for. I read her books, The Isis Papers. This woman was amazing. This woman believed in herself. This woman believed in her truth. And it's ultimately finding, like, what is your truth? What does that look like? And I believe that is true happiness. It is not in the things that we have. It is not in material things. It is inside of your inner peace, that inner soul, that inner. You know what I mean? I love you guys. Talk to you guys later. Gotta go. Bye.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be, because I'm living my dreams. So there is a story going on around, allegedly, that Pastor John Gray has had affairs on his wife in the past. And, you know, they got this new television show, and For those of you who don't know who John Gray is, he's a pastor. He started off as a, he started off just like really like kind of speaking, you know. I remember being 17, seeing John Gray, hearing John Gray. I went to a church retreat with my old church. And it was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and Jensen Franklin was a guest speaker. I think Israel Houghton was a guest speaker. It kind of put me, it kind of put you in mind of like Passion. Have you ever heard of like Passion conferences or just like a conference? That's really what it was. And John Gray was actually a speaker. So I've been seeing him and watching him develop and transform for many years. So again, like I said, if I ever take a story onto my podcast, I believe wholeheartedly that it is something that I feel should be addressed. My opinion is what it is, and my opinion is relevant and can be relevant to your life. So I have watched the evolution of Pastor John Gray. Okay, I was 17, 16 at conferences where he has spoken. John Gray has always been very comedian-ish, comical-ish, and just everything like that. Like, John Gray has always been a funny guy. You know what I mean? Like, always a funny guy. And then I remember meeting him. It was this singles event in Atlanta, and it was like a Christian singles kind of event in Atlanta. And that, by this time, I had to be like 22, you know, give or take 22. I say like 21, 22 by this time. And by this time, a lot of people don't, if you're in a Instagram, yeah, now the followers that he have is astronomical. People know him now. But I'm talking about years ago. Years ago. You know, I'm 30 now. So I'm talking about, okay, we're talking about 10 years ago when nobody knew who he was. Almost 15 years ago when nobody knew who he was, but I knew who he was. And I knew like what he portrayed and just everything like that. So I feel like I have cushion to give my opinion. And that is just that. I feel like even if you speak on my name, if you speak on my name, Naima Bennett, she did, she that, she whatever, make sure you have facts. Make sure that you can actually put a, I'm not getting paid to talk about my opinion. I'm giving my opinion because I really feel like it can help somebody else out. So, pretty much, back to the whole John Gray, all right? Because this is, like, this is, yo, honestly, I put this on everything I love. This is what money can do to a lot of people. I don't care, like, yo, it just is what it is. When you edge God out, when you edge God out, you develop an inner dis-ease. Called an ego. Okay? And some people tame more than others. Okay, some's tamed more than others. So apparently this man's been cheating on his wife the whole, okay, let's, okay, who cares if we don't even say the whole time in ministry, but in his ministry this man was cheating on his wife. Cheated on his wife. How dare you stand in front of people, hurting people, people who are going through things in their lives, real life situations, And you talking about but God, I. And for those of you who are new to my channel, I means et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You got all of this to say to the congregation while this woman is just... All right, now, so let's go to the woman. If I believe something is wrong, okay, I'm gonna call a spade with a spade. If I believe something is wrong, I just think it's wrong. If I believe something is right, I think it's right. If I'm one of those people, I'm not really that persuaded through the things that you say or any of that. I'm persuaded by the energy that you give, the presence that you give. When I look into your eyes, what do I see? What do I see? What do I hear? Okay. That woman got on stage in their marriage one day in the congregation, and she says, he brings her on the stage, and she says to him, Pastor John Gray brings his wife to the stage, Aventer, and Aventer comes to the stage, and she says, the day I let that devil woman come in my house. Ooh, y'all see the clip for yourselves. It's on the internet. Okay. She says, the day I let the devil in my home, in my house, you know what I'm saying? She got to get behind me. She got to get behind me. All the work I put into this, ain't no devil gonna come in. Ain't no woman gonna come between me and my husband. She may have got to talk to him because she spoke to his 16-year-old self. She was tickling the fancy of his 16-year-old self. But God will never take what I... Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's real. Be you. What were you looking for? Okay. Aventer. What were you looking for? Did you see it come up? I ain't gonna tell no lie. When I saw him at 21, and I knew he was single at the singles meet, I was like, oh, and he a little pastor, he got a little clout, okay. You know what I mean? What does she want from him? I knew he was too old for me, so I ain't even try to, you know what I mean? For me, he was too old. I knew he was too old, and that's not what I wanted. So I wasn't even like, you know, whatever. He ain't bad looking though. And he was big then, but he's not as big as he is now. Like now he's way bigger than he used to be. And I was like, oh, okay. So at the time, if you're in, and then that's the thing. If you're in the circle bubble that, the Christian bubble now, y'all, that really does exist. There is a Christian world. There is. And it's like you either in it or you out of it. There's no in between. There's no in between. Okay? And so when it comes to the Christian bubble, there are a group of women who pray on men in a church, and the good looking brothers, and the guys who want to be a pastor. There are women who pray on the idea of being a first lady. Do you hear me? Huh? Somebody say church. There are people, you don't know what her mission was. She could be clout chasing. Yeah, I said it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I don't owe anybody an apology. This is my opinion. She could have been clout chasing the whole time. Y'all don't really know what we do behind closed doors. Because what we do behind closed doors, y'all would never ever be here again. Word? Then why am I here? If I'm here, I'm here to grow and to learn. We go to these churches, y'all, and it's like, you ain't grew. Somebody please say church. You ain't grew. When are you gonna grow? You still make $20,000 a year. You still, like, let's, come on, let's, can we talk? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Please, let's talk about it. Okay? So, allegedly, he's cheating on his wife. Just got a new church, new reality show. I mean, when do we... New Lamborghini. I think she bought him a Lamborghini. Oh, it ain't the church money. Who money is it? What the heck? You really think your money is really going into the heaven? You really think your money is really being poofed into heaven? Oh, the Lamborghini ain't from the show. Where the hell do you think the Lamborghini is from? I mean, ain't from the church. Where do you think it's from? He's a comedian. He's always been a comedian. So he used his comical gift, which is a gift. And don't get me wrong. Yes, he probably is inspiring a lot of people. And I am not saying, I'm not taking away from the man's gift. Please hear me. I am not taking away from the man's gift. I am not taking away from the man's gift. Because if there are hurting people who, this is what gets them. Like, yo, people, there's people who love me. This is who I love. This is who I, and you can't take away from someone who love, from loving someone. So if there are people who are getting saved, healed, delivered, whatever, set free, their visions coming true because they heard his message, so be it. I am all for it. I am all for it. I love it. I pray that I was just about to say something that'll be going a little bit too far against what I believe, but if his church is supposed to be up, then it's gonna be up. If he's not supposed to have the church from committing adultery, and you know what I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, it's like taking cigarettes. You can't take cigarettes for a while and just say, okay, I'm never going back. You done did it for a year straight, and now on this day you like, oh, I ain't never ever taking another cigarette. You're a liar. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. I've seen it plenty of times. Another pastor, the church called Destiny Metropolitan Church. Let's call it what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. Destiny Metropolitan Church, Pastor Reverend Crew, cheated on his wife, had an affair with over 6 different women at the church. The dancer came to you personally and said, I want to stop. Either I'm the one or I'm not. He pretty much kept, linger her on a string. And she actually came to the people for help. This woman came to the church for help. This woman came to the officials, the pastor assistants for help and a cry for help. And I remember this woman because those of you who know that I do spoken word, I'm going to do some of my spoken words here on the show for you guys because that's just what I do. I've been doing spoken word since I've been rapping since I was 10, and I've been doing spoken word since I was 17. Traveled many of places to do my spoken word, and I'm gonna definitely share some pieces. So, I have literally, So, anyways, that's gonna be coming up. But anyways, back to the whole John Gray situation. I just started thinking about all different type of spoken words that I want to share because I have so many. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I'm ready. Nah, I'm ready. I'm definitely ready to share just that with the world. And it's just a gift. And that's the thing. Like, it's just a gift. God gives us many gifts. God gives us many, 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 many gifts. And if preaching is his gift, no man can take it away. No man. Not my opinion on him as the individual, as a man who is standing before a congregation and treating them and like, what do you really believe, sir? What do you believe? Is it right or is it wrong? Like, we keep patty caking this thing called life, and people are dying. People are dying because nobody has a voice and nobody is standing around for telling the truth. This is the truth. That man, if that man is sleeping with other women, okay? Now, they could be polyamorous. That's fine with me. I have plenty of polyamorous clients. You know what I mean? I know all about it. I was very intrigued about it. I really was. I was very, very intrigued about being poly. And then I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to deal with that. I don't think I could deal with, like, being the other woman. Being, you know what I mean? And my consideration on poly is, it was being single and dealing with, a lot of bullshit niggas. And I'm just like, you know what? I want to be in a relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be in a relationship or whatever with someone who's like just stable or whatever and like smart. And my client, she was telling me all about polyamorism and polyamorous and all of that kind of stuff like that. And she was just like, girl, you could actually have a boyfriend and y'all go on trips and take trips. And I think that's what it was. It was the trip ticket thing, because I take so many trips and I take so many trips by myself. I'm always in different countries and stuff like that by myself. And I'm like, man, I would love it to have a partner or something, a guy who I'm like, kicking it with. And like, cause I don't, I can't call when I'm gonna get married or anything. So it's just like, I considered it only for that part, not to be married to someone and say, oh yeah, hey, you can have another girlfriend. Like, absolutely not. If you're mine, you're mine. But as far as, yeah, so anyways, if they are polys, let them be polys. But because you are standing in front of a congregation week after week and telling people about how adultery, whatever you believe the Bible to be, you are going against what you believe as a pastor. And that's just how I feel. I feel like that's a problem. I just do. I just feel like to whom much is given, much is required. Like, you people are looking for you for hope. You know what I mean? Through the Bible. You know? And yeah. That's my spiel, ladies and gentlemen. I love you guys. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be, because I'm living my dreams, and yo, on God, I am literally living my dreams right now in Medellin, Colombia. I cannot believe I'm here. I came here for my birthday. My birthday was January 13th, for those of you guys who don't know. Capricorn season was good, and I am here in the beautiful Medellin, Colombia. I said when I had turned 30, I'm 32 now. When I turned 30, I said, when I turned 29, I actually said I was going to California every single year for my birthday. And I just said, you know what? As soon as I turn 30, I am going out of the country. I'm going to a different country every single year. So I've been so far to, for my birthday, I've been to Jamaica, I've been to the Bahamas, and now I'm in Medellin, Colombia. So I'm super, super excited to experience this birthday here. So just a little bit about this experience, because this podcast is going to be short and sweet, but it's going to be filled with so much because I have a special guest. I can't wait to present him on. So, and I'm in Medellin, so I just want to tell you guys about that experience. So I did a tour bus yesterday and it was just so great. So when you travel, guys, I really think it's important to do tour buses, just because instead of just really going in the city on the buses and experiencing it that way, the reason why I do tour buses is just because they take you to like different places so you can relax and you can chill and everything like that. So I love that about this specific tour guide that I went on. It's called Black Sheep Hostel. That's the name of the company if you guys ever come out here to Medellin. And it was so amazing. I got to network with so many people. The diversity was amazing. There was people from Germany. There was people from England. And I literally connected with each and every single person on Facebook, which is really good. And I really think that we should do that more as Black people. Like, when we travel, don't just stay in your own kind of little thing. Like, get to know people while you're on a tour guide. And even listen to their conversations. And when I tell you guys, their conversations were so dope. Like, they were just like, yeah, I was in here, there, and like literally half of them were on vacation for like 2 months straight. And I've never met people who are just on vacation for 2 months. I'm like, well, damn, yeah, you on vacation for 2 months? And they were just like, yeah, like it was just normal. So I think it's really good that, like, even just knowing people like that is just so super dope to me and so inspiring. So that's why I say, like, get to know other people and their stories and their journeys and just everything like that. And that'll also, like, inspire you guys. And it just feels great as a Black person to be traveling. So definitely travel more. And it is actually my last day here. I've been here for 4 days already, and it's my last day here. And I am so excited to announce my guest speaker. His name is Mr. AJ Vaser. Oh my gosh. And I probably like killed his last name, but I did. Okay. He's going to properly introduce his name, but let me just tell you a little bit about this guy. I am super excited to invite him on my podcast and interview him. This is not my first interview. I have a couple of interviews that you guys can listen to the further videos for. But this guy, like, literally, guys, I have like 10 minutes to leave. I said I was going to run and interview him before I left this city. So I got to meet up with him. And this guy is everything, like, life coach,
business strategist. Like, this guy is amazing. Just wrote a book and used to live in Atlanta and moved here, guys. Like, packed his bags, left like what we know of as the great America. And left, like, and I know a lot of people talk about America, but it's just when you go to other countries and you explore, like I was just in Dubai, when you go to Mexico, when you go to these different places, there's no place like home, right? Like, I love America. I love everything about it. So for this guy, this American black man to leave America and move to Colombia and like literally in a short span of time, following him on Facebook and on social media, this guy has written a book, okay, in that time, which is just so amazing. And I got a little bit about the book. I got to listen to 3 chapters and I just was blown away. That's why I said I had to come and meet this man. So he's an author, life coach, and everything. He has a book called Day Grades. Mr. AJ Vaser is here and I'm happy to introduce him. Welcome, Mr. AJ Vaser.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? So she did kill my last name. My last name is Vaser.
Okay,
but it's all right. It's all right. It's all right, man. It's good to be on.
Yes, I'm so happy that you're on. And I just had a couple of questions that I just wanted to ask you. Like, your book is entitled Day Grades. And, like, how did you come up with that title?
Originally, I started realizing that every year I would always say the next year would be better. And I would get to the next year and it would be either the same or more than likely worse. And I just started breaking it down like, yo, if I want to have a better year next year, I got to have a better day today. Mm. And if I put those days together, and that's what's going to make a better year. So I read, I believe it was Peter Drucker. In his book, he said, anything you can measure, you can manage. So then I just started measuring my days so that I could make them better. And I went from being homeless in 2014 to being able to lead a country and live in Medellin, Colombia, because I was able to do that successfully.
Wow, that is super dope. So pretty much what you're saying is like, you created a system daily to like brighten your future for the end of the year, pretty much.
Yeah, because for the most part, like if I ask people right now, like, hey, what did you do November 30th? Or how was your November 2nd? You know, or how was your December 26th? Like most people have no idea how their day was.
Mm.
You know, they guess, you know, they may say, oh, I think it was good. But how do you quantify it, you know? And then what standard were you holding yourself to? Because what I started realizing when I started day grading myself, some of the days that I thought were like bad,
mm-hmm.
I actually did great. Like I graded out as a good day. And some of the days that I just thought were phenomenal, I realized I didn't do anything to get closer to my goals.
Mm.
So I graded out horrible on those days. So instead of just having an arbitrary, just, you know, some pie in the sky thing that I'm holding myself to, I actually hold myself to a standard. And that standard helps me, you know, grade myself and do my day grades and change my life.
Dope. Well, that is amazing. That's very inspirational. Like, wow. So, I mean, with you being a life coach, like, who do you get inspiration from and where do you get your motivation from? And like, and you know what I mean? Like, where do you get your fuel back, like to connect or whatever with you being a life coach and stuff?
I get my motivation from everybody. I'm trying to learn from everybody. You can learn from the richest man in the world. And you can learn from the dude that's sleeping on the street.
Wow, that's deep.
I read a lot. I always look for the good in everything. So, you know, I'm even, you know, I'm motivated by you. You've been to Dubai. I haven't been to Dubai. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get to Dubai.
You're going to get there. You're going to get there. All our black people should definitely go to Dubai. That, it was definitely an amazing experience. So, I mean, that's amazing. So, and let me tell you, okay, guys. So when I read like the first 3 chapters of this book, he starts it off with chapter 0. And I read hundreds of books, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, so many different great authors and readers and readings. And I'm just saying, I've never seen a author start out with chapter 0. So can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, I started it with Chapter Zero because that's where I felt like I was. Like, in 2002, even before I came homeless, like, I had an experience to where, and I'll tell the story real quick. Me and my cousin went into business together. You know, my cousin came over. I made the first sale in the company. My cousin came over to celebrate. He brought some Chick-fil-A. You know, he dropped his sandwich on the ground, like a nasty drop where both sides hit the ground.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
I'm a young man, so I didn't vacuum like I should have. So it was dust, lint, and everything. And, you know, because of my pride, I didn't tell my cousin that I didn't have any food, you know, and I didn't have any money. So when he left, like, I was contemplating, like, yo, God, you got to come through. Because, like, yo, I'm finna get hungry. You know, I'm going to be hungry the next day. I ain't got no food, nothing like that. And, yo, it got to the point where, you know, like I said, because I swallowed my pride and, you know, I didn't reach out. Like, I had to eat his sandwich out of the trash can.
Wow.
So, you know, when you eating out of the trash can, I feel like that's zero. Like,
wow.
So that's why I started it. And I talk about that experience in Chapter Zero. Like, that's where I started. But really, that's where my success started. Because I realized, yo, like, nothing can stop you, man. Like, you know, this is the lowest you can go. Which is what I thought until I, you know, became homeless 2 years later.
Wow.
But, you know, I was like, yo, this is the lowest you can go. So there's only one way to go from here. So that's why I started with Chapter Zero.
Wow. Wow. And the book, I'm talking about Chapter Zero, 1, 2, and 3 so far has been super lit. I can't wait till it definitely comes out. And what kind of, last question, what kind of impact do you want the reader to experience?
Man, my whole thing is really just about getting people to know that they can change their lives, you know. I feel like I'm all the stereotypes. I'm a late bloomer. I'm a statistic, you know, single parent household. Grew up 3 houses down from the projects, you know.
And you was the oldest out of eight kids, right?
Yeah. I'm one of 19 from my father, you know.
Wow.
Nobody on my block went to college, you know, out of high school. You know, so I feel like I understand what everybody go through. I know what it's like. But it's like, you know, I was working on something the other day called It's Not Your Fault, You're a Failure. You know, because really, it isn't our fault, the conditions that we grow up in, the conditions that we're programmed in. But it is your fault if you stay there.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just want to encourage people, like, you don't have to stay where you are.
Wow.
Like, things can get better if you're willing to get better. You know, if you want things in your life to change, then you have to change.
Wow.
You know, it's all about perspective. So that's what I would encourage people. Like, don't look from you know, from where you are. Look from where you want to be at. And that'll change your life, man.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. A.J.
Vassa.
Mr. A.J. Vassa, thank you so much for being on my podcast today. This was amazing. He said it with his own mouth. He felt like he had a sense of responsibility. Just growing up in the Black community and everything like that, we all have the same kind of similar stories. We all do, very similar. Not all the same, but very similar. And that's why we are all one. And that's why I really believe in this podcast. I know that you're here because you want to get motivated and you want to be a better person. Like he said, being better every day. Day grades is coming school soon. How can they get in contact with you? How can they get the book? How can they get your information?
Yo, all my social media joints is AJ Vassar. So that's AJ, V as in Victor, A-S-S-A-R. That's all my social media joints. Yes. Instagram, Facebook. Like, hit me up. I'll definitely send you. You know, I'm wondering, I'm thinking about even giving a PDF out for free. Just because I really want to make a difference, you know. So I'm not saying not support me, not buy it. But it's more about impact, man. We gotta make an impact. The money comes. Like, I'm abundant. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so, like,
right.
You know, not that I don't turn money down at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't turn nothing down but my collar. But, you know, it's about impact. So hit me up. If you don't have the money to buy the book, yo, let me know. I'll send you the PDF for free so you still have it. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
So holla at me.
Holla at him, y'all. Mr. AJ Vassar. I'm super excited. Right. I got it right. I love y'all, guys. Chip. Bye.